Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to the question, restructuring of National Commission for Women and Children, I would like to answer that question. The National Commission for Women and Children is tasked with coordinating and monitoring activities related to women and child rights in Bhutan. This includes formulating, reviewing, and recommending legislations and policies for children's perspective, as well as monitoring and evaluating various government and non-governmental agencies. In 2019, Women and Child Welfare Committees were established at the national and district levels with dedicated child focal points appointed across ministries, civil society organizations, districts, and municipalities to ensure child protection and support services. The government provides support to National Commission for Women and Children and its secretariat through infrastructure, human resources, and financial resources, with additional assistance from development partners and agencies. In 12th five-year plan, government allocated more than $0.94 million and $1.23 million for the 13th five-year plan. In 2023, the National Commission for Women and Children service components are now transferred to the PEMA, enabling National Commission for Women and Children to focus on the mandates mentioned earlier. In the recent transformation, the Secretariat of the National Commission for Women and Children has been placed under the Ministry of Education and Skills Development. This integration was driven by the desire to enhance efficiency in governance processes and foster better coordination across relevant sectors. Despite this integration, the National Commission for Women and Children's fundamental mandate remains unchanged. National Commission for Women and Children continues to focus on policy formulation, regulation, and monitoring matters related to women and children's rights. Its secretariat continues to report directly to the Commission for all matters concerning policy and strategy directives. It may be mentioned here that the initiatives taken through the recent transformation exercise are under constant review should the government find that the mandates and functions of the National Commission for Women and Children are compromised. Under the new institutional arrangement, the government would consider appropriate interventions. So with this, I would like to request our colleague Kinley to answer the questions for the cluster one related to legislation, policies, and budgetary related questions.